So just single player, yeah?
Yeah, single player. Random map. So you're going to have three competitors, and it's a pretty standard game, so that's fine.
Okay.
Start game. So this is a bit different from Civilization. Everything happens in real time, so there are no turns. So you got to get used to doing everything at once. So first of all, that's your town center. You can see smack in the middle there. Okay. Mm. Now everybody's deciding they don't like you, and which is grand. The idea is you have to gather resources and bring them to your town center. Once you have lots of resources, you can start building things like houses, factories, and so on. You can see your resources up at the top left. There's wood, food, gold, and stone. Wood basically for base buildings. Food for creating villagers and so on. So if you left click on a villager and you tell him where to go by right clicking somewhere else. So
okay,
get him to have a wander and see what he can find.
So anywhere, like, would you go off the map or just anywhere?
Of course, yeah. The map is shown bottom right. See that big black square? And as you go around, you get to see more of it.
Okay, and you just more or less explore for some of these things or maybe new stuff as you go?
Yeah, well, we need to find some trees and we need to find some food and things like that.
Okay. So can you keep on going?
You can keep going as much as you want, but you have to keep clicking. So it's a good idea to click each of the villagers and send them off to a different compass point.
And the map moves with you as well?
Yeah. So you want to explore and find some trees. There's a tree, right? So if you pick your villager and you right-click the tree, that's right. He's now going to start chopping down the tree, and he'll carry the wood back to your town center.
Okay. All right.
So he's happy.
So you go off and do someone else then?
Yeah.
And you tell him to go somewhere?
Yeah.
And is there like a boundary of the map? Like, see the way I'm able to go any further? Or?
You see this black thing down the bottom corner?
Yeah.
That's the entire map, so you can see you're up in the north corner of the map, and you can kind of explore the rest of it. And the other bad guys are somewhere. So there's another tree, and some stone. So what's a good idea now is to start building some buildings. Okay, you've got one guy chopping down a tree, and one of the buildings that's useful is you can have buildings to live in, buildings to get food, buildings for work, and so on. So if you click, you see there's a hammer in the bottom left.
Yeah, this one?
If you click that, that gives you the options you can
build. Oh, what you want to build, yeah.
Yeah, so one by one, you have a house, you have a barracks for soldiers, what's the next one? Granary, a wood pit, and a fishery. Dock. So if you build a fishery dock, click on it, and then click in the water in front of them. In the water. See the way it's flashing on? That's bad. That's it. Click.
Yeah.
Right click. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, now he goes up and
builds that.
Yeah.
All right.
So back to your town center.
This guy is going back.
He's fine. Click the other guy. Ah, that's a berry bush. Do you see it there?
Oh, here?
Yeah. So if you right-click that, he'll go and pick berries.
And there's more of them, so...
Yeah.
Would you get him to them, like, sort of sequentially, or can he just...
He'll search himself, and he'll go off and find stuff. But one of the problems is that it's a long walk back to the town centre, so we're going to build a granary at some point closer to the bushes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we can get a few more villagers, and the way you get villagers is by going to your town centre, which is back in the middle. Scroll down. Yeah, there. And if you click it, you get two options. One is to make a new villager, and the other is to go to the next technological era. Before you can do that, you see all the requirements. There's food 50, food 500, and two Stone Age buildings.
Yeah.
So get a couple more villagers. You can only do one at a time, so just click.
Just click one, yeah.
Yeah, and he goes off and he's building.
Okay.
So, check up on the guy building the fishery place. He's done. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you click on the dock,
you
can get it to build different types of boats. There's a fishing boat, which is the first one, which is useful. Yeah. Goes off and collects food, and a trade boat.
Okay, so maybe fishing boat, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, let's get the builder who's standing there doing nothing.
Yeah, this guy?
Yeah, to build something else. We could do with some more houses. There's a population limit. For the more people you have, the more houses you have to build.
Okay.
So at the moment, they're living in the town center.
So spread them out somewhere, yeah?
Well, keep it as close to the town center as you can, because the time you take walking from point A to point B is bad.
Going
to
waste time and food and stuff like that, yeah. Hours.
So just click there, and perfect, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Just make sure you leave enough room to actually walk around them. That's the only restriction. So what about the guy up by the dock?
He's coming.
It's the dock that builds the fishing boat, not the man.
Alright.
So you can send the fishing boat off to look for fish. See there's fish jumping down?
Right.
Yeah. You have to right click it, remember? So click on the boat, left click, right click tells it to go.
Alright.
So the man can go do something else. So why don't you get him to explore a bit more?
So just
right click. Yeah. So you see the boat's fishing away and it'll go back to the dock and come back and fish.
When it has its thing done, yeah?
Yeah. So, perhaps another villager would be useful? And now the guy's stopped building the house, so you can get him to build something else. What do you think would be useful now? Perhaps a barracks to build soldiers, because if you're attacked, you need soldiers. So, click on the barracks, not enough wood.
So you have to go and cut more?
Yeah, so send him to go cut wood.
So, you need to find another tree first, more or less.
Try it that way, yeah. Right click, remember? And you have another idle villager standing there. So send him off in a different direction. Now the other villager stopped walking. See to your right.
Alright, so you sent him. Oh, so I'm after switching all the directions.
Okay. It's one of these games where you have to do 20 different things at once.
Oh, okay, yeah.